Good afternoon.
How you doing, Homer?
Living Tony. The dream. Now I'm talking to Jim Gantner.
Jim, what's up?
He knows a good show. He just wants to be a part of a great show. That's why Jim Gantner called, I'll bet.
Sweet.
That's right. You bet.
I thought you would call tell us why they're not playing baseball. What the heck's going on?
I hope pretty soon. I don't know. I haven't heard too much lately.
All right, so now this is the Arctic thing, right?
Good.
People are supposed to go there. Is it tonight
or
tomorrow?
Arctic tailgate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, the one, 26th, 9 a.m. in the morning. It's going to be coffee and donuts and free breakfast. And you can buy single-season tickets and some limited opening day tickets. And the coffee and donuts are from Greeby's Bakery.
I don't have to pay for them. They're free, right? Because free is good.
Everything's free, so you can go, Homer.
Yeah. Are you going to be there?
The coffee better be hot.
Are you going to be there?
No, I'm in Florida.
You're never going to be there?
No.
Come on. I want to do an event with you, and
okay.
I'm not going to pay you because I don't have any money. But here's what I want.
Right.
You know why I want to do it? I will provide some baseballs because I want people to watch you sign a baseball with your incredible penmanship, the greatest penmanship ever, because if they don't see you do it, they will not believe that it's yours. They will believe that somebody else is faking your signature because there's no way Jim Gantner signs and has penmanship like that.
We can do that.
All right. Tony, will you pay for the baseballs?
I will not.
Oh,
no.
Man. All right. It doesn't matter.
Tony, you got extra money.
Yeah, tell him, Gantner. Come on, Jim.
Hey, Jim, I'm using it all for golf, buddy. It's all used up.
Oh, yeah. You can play golf, too. I know that.
Yeah. So hold on. I want to know the dynamics of this. So they said, does anybody else call you Gumby, or do they call you Jim?
They call me Gumby, Jim.
So they said, hey, Jim, call Homer's show to talk about this. Or did they just tell you to call shows and you thought, hey, the best show is Homer's and Tony's. I ought to call that. Tell me how this evolved, because you don't even remember the event when they were with you and you were giving me heat. And I said it was Cecil Cooper, Jim Gantner, Paul Molitor, and Robin Yount. And Gantner goes, Homer, why don't you let these people ask questions? You're not even letting them ask questions. And I said, I don't even know why you're here with these guys. Couldn't Marshall Edwards make it? And everybody laughed, but you. You don't remember the time I made some comment about you, and Robin Yount turned and say, you better be careful, Homer.
Yeah,
he didn't think I was showing you enough respect, which, of course, I always did. All right, let's see. Questions now for Jim Gantner. So anything else that you mentioned? And can I ask you a question, talking with Brewer great Jim Gantner? Any other time you're going to be on the show in the future that they don't tell me?
I'll just decide when I'm coming on.
All right.
I'll give you a call.
Tell me what has happened.
At 7 a.m. it starts tomorrow.
Okay. All right. 7 a.m., that's Milwaukee time. That would be 8 a.m. your time because you're in Florida. You're probably in Naples. I bet you live in Naples.
No, I'm just down here visiting and having a little vacation time and visit my son.
Oh, okay.
He lives down here on holidays.
I don't know all your family. Is he the one who's a minister? Is he the one?
Yeah.
He's a minister in Florida.
Yeah, Holiday, Florida. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I remember when he introduced you at the Hall of Fame. It was very impressive.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, he was a good kid.
It was fantastic. Let's get to explain Christian Yelich. He's playing Hall of Fame level, and now all of a sudden he's an average player. What's going on? It's got to be he's not healthy or what? His back or?
I think he's healthy. I think it's just got in his head. I don't know. They're trying to figure it out, and it was tough because I wasn't able to go in there. I haven't really been talking to him, just to get a little feeling what's going on, and so it was tough. Could have hit it. Not that.
No, you've never. Bad. Have you ever seen anything like this in your entire
career?
Never. Right.
Go from great to, below average. I never seen that for 2 years.
So, Jim, if you were going to talk to him, what would you tell him?
I'd have to feel him all of it, how he feels and just typical baseball questions. Are you hurting or? But mentally, how do you feel mentally? It's got to be in your head.
Really? You would say that. It's got to be in your head. I don't know that it's in his head. Couldn't he have a bad back now that he's hurt or something?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think they would have said something. You know, I talked to some different players, and nobody can figure it out. Bob Uecker couldn't even figure it out.
Wow, who couldn't figure it out?
Bob Uecker.
Oh, nice. Got a nice one in there.
He couldn't figure it out.
Hey, does he ever call you Buddy? Hey, Buddy. That's what he calls me because he can't remember my name, but that's all right.
He calls me Doggy.
Doggy?
Dogger.
All right, here's the last question. This one is for the Hall of Famer because I have these stories, Jim. Talking with Jim Gantner, okay. Who's mentioning the Arctic, whatever it is tomorrow.
Arctic tailgate.
Starts at 7
a.m. Homer?
Yes.
One thing. First 200 people tomorrow, it's opens at 7 a.m. Get free T-shirts.
All right, good.
First,
what kind of t-shirt?
First 200 people.
200. Yep. Doors open at 7 a.m.
That 8 o'clock your time because you're in Florida. But, yes, 7 a.m. First 200, and then you get coffee and donuts. And you even plugged who's providing the coffee and donuts. That was you're a pro at this. All right, now here's the story I'm mentioning because Tony says I make stuff up.
All right.
And we'll find out if I made this up. So Ricky Weeks is just this outstanding player, and he comes up, and all of a sudden he's up with the Brewers, and he's playing second base, and he's hit like 1,000 errors in 2 weeks. He just can't do anything. And so, of course, Jim Gantner, being the great second baseman, they say, go look at him. And he says, Ricky, whatever they're telling you to do, don't listen to them anymore. Just play the damn position the way you've always played it. Catch them the way you've caught them, and you'll be fine. And he listened to Jim Gantner, and he was not necessarily a great second baseman, but he was definitely good enough and way better because Gantner told him, shut up and don't listen to anything any of those idiots say. And they were all, of course, major league people. And just go play your own way, and you'll be fine. Now, is that story true?
That is 100% true. I said, hey, it don't matter how you catch it, just catch it.
Right. And
you
then
know, you don't have you're not out there for looks. Just make the play and that's it.
And did you also say don't? And there were probably some subscribers. Don't listen to any of those people. Was that part of it?
Yeah, I told him. Otherwise you think too much and you're going to make a lot of errors. So just play your game. You know, don't listen. Just go out there and practice. Play hard. And he did. He was a great guy.
All right, talking with Jim Gantner, he got him on the show, and I just thought he was just randomly calling the show. All right, now I have a couple other questions for you. Yes or no? You ready?
Yep.
Was there ever a day in which you thought you were a better player than Robin Yount?
No.
Not one day?
Oh, probably one day, yeah. Right, when he had a couple of errors that struck out, I had three hits. Yeah, probably one day.
What, of all that you accomplished, what are you most proud of?
I guess staying in the big leagues for 17 years when everybody said I'd never make the big leagues. You know, staying around for that long, staying healthy for that long. So that was in the World Series. Have to put that in there.
All right. And now my final story to find out if it's true.
All right.
All right. You ready? Tony was the first one good enough to do a second one. Doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyway. I got to know Emil Billick, who was the scout who signed you.
Yes.
All right. Now, my understanding was he made you some kind of an offer, and then he goes to sign you, and your college coach was there, and the college coach said, Emil, that bonus isn't going to be enough. You're going to have to add a little bit more. To which you then walked in and said to Gantner, Jim, here's how it works. I'm walking out this door, and I'm getting to my car. If I get to the car, it's all done and over with. You want to play for what we agreed to, you better come and get me before I get in my car, which he did. You signed him, and the rest is history. Is
that
accurate?
Right. That's accurate. Very much.
All right, now.
Very much.
Now, I don't know the numbers. I thought he said he offered you 1,000 or something thousand, and then the coach wanted like 5,000. Can you tell us? Because people will be amazed at how small the numbers were, given how great you were.
I signed for 3,000.
Right. And how much did Tiedemann ask for, in which Emil said, go away?
That one, I think it was 5 or 10.
All right,
I think
5
it was
or
10,
10,
actually.
Yeah. Two great
3,000. Yep, I didn't care. I wanted a chance.
And you got it, and the rest is history. All right. Man.
That was good.
Now, Tony, two stories that I've told for years, and now Jim Gantner says Homer did not lie. They're accurate. Have you changed your opinion about me that I make stuff up?
No.
Damn.
All right.
Not.
All right. I look forward to doing again a gathering.
No, that doesn't mean you make everything up. I'm sure Jim's heard you talk where he's like, what? That doesn't make sense.
There's no need to go there.
I think Tony's right, too.
There's no need to go there. The line went bad.
And one more time, though,
we
Jimmy.
We got Milder next.
One more
so
time, Jimmy,
you want to
talk about the Arctic tailgate for tomorrow, then? One more time for all the Brewer fans out there?
First 200 fans at 7 a.m. get a free T-shirt, free coffee and donuts, and the office opens up at 9 o'clock. Get your single-season tickets, and there will be some limited opening day tickets.
Well, why didn't we get Yount? Why did we get is the line still on? Is he still on the line?
I'll call Robin now and tell him to call in.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What are the chances Robin Yount will be on the show before 4 o'clock? Pebble, what do you say?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. Now, Hall of Famer, what do you think?
None. Just none. No Slim.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Jim Gantner, one of the all-time greats for the Brewers.